Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I don't know. Do we need a report card this week, Bob? Is it F's across the board? Let's start.
You gave an interesting tease there about having an A grade for somebody.
I didn't say it was on the Steelers.
It was implied to be,
yeah.
Maybe I do. The quarterback gets an F, or the quarterbacks, I should say.
F.
Despite Cabali sticking up for Mason Rudolph, he came in and was just brutally, brutally bad. Rodgers was 10 for 21 for 121 yards. They wound up with only officially 108 passing yards. 108. And Matt Canada only had one game in his entire tenure here where they had fewer passing yards than that, and that was the game that got him fired. They had 77 at Cleveland. Just a total disaster, Bob. And I'll ask you again, do you think Rodgers is going to last the rest of this season as the starter?
Well, I said at the beginning when this question was asked that he would miss four games. So I don't know where we are in that count. One, I guess, game. But he's, I don't know. The way it looks right now, he looks like a guy who probably shouldn't be in the line of fire in there given some of the hits he's taken and what the results of those hits have been. So I don't know to reach four. I think he's going to play, and I don't think there's any question he will start this week. Where they go from here will determine, I think, the future, his future specifically.
Running backs. Kenneth Gainwell made a phenomenal catch, really, to set up their only touchdown.
That was the only touchdown, and without that catch,
without
it would hit the ground,
catch,
and it would have been 0 points.
Right, or three.
Or three, yeah.
Ray gives the running backs a C. Bob, I give him an A.
The running backs an A.
No, I give him a D.
I was going to say, where would you come up with that curve, because it would be an ultimate curve. I'd give them a D minus.
Well, what did they really do that
Nothing.
Was that wrong?
They just it was all running scheme, everything. Not enough for carries, just was not good.
Mr. P?
Yeah, I also give Rodgers an F like you guys, and I give the running backs a D plus.
Receivers, F, and then Rodgers calls them out after the game saying they're not showing up for film work. What the hell is going on here, Bob?
G.
I give them an H for
what are
healthy
we doing?
Incompetence.
Why can't DK Metcalf catch a pass 20 yards down the field, like in the air? What is happening, Bob?
I thought this season with him at quarterback, with Metcalf there, that they would have, an 80 reception, 1,000-yard season.
Remember the day Ben went to training camp and Tomlin said to Ben, wait till you see these guys. This is going to be something special. Rodgers and Metcalf. It's been no better than Hodges to James Washington,
yeah. Just
for God's sakes.
Just like all the dogs on defense, what are they doing? They're not hunting down people, I can tell you that. And, for as many big names as they had and all the money attached to it, boy, they're not getting any bang for their buck there.
This is horrifying, Bob. The offensive line gets an F. Do we all agree on that?
Yes.
What about the Broderick Jones situation, Bob?
Interesting.
Should they give him his fifth year? I say
no.
Yeah. No?
No.
Wow.
I'm one of these people. You got to earn it. You got to show me. If he's out, again, I would like to know more about the injury.
I thought he was coming on and playing some of the best football he's played.
He was, but it depends on the injury. If you know more about the injury, I'd like to know more before I made a yes.
Well, let's
on that.
Assume he comes back healthy. You giving him a fifth year?
What's the price?
Whatever the price is, I don't know. It's a standard rate.
I want to know more about the injury, but if it's something that, you know, the fact that it's going to be out for the rest of the season makes me think it's more serious.
Bob just made international news limits by saying he wouldn't give Broderick Jones the fifth year.
It's tied into where his medical situation is, which we don't know enough about.
Well, Bob, I'm with you because the fifth year option for Broderick Jones is projected to cost around $20 million. I am not doing that.
You're going to give up on a first-round pick that you moved up to get?
You basically...
And who was playing well?
Yeah.
I am absolutely not doing that, and I have not been
a huge
Broderick Jones
fan. But don't you think
you have
to know more about the injury, what it is?
Well, of course. If it's a debilitating injury,
right, I don't
I'm
know
not
that.
Doing
and
it.
If it is, that'll be factored into the decision. So at this point, if it's that, then I'm not doing it. If they say he's fine and should be back, that's the price of doing business. And because of what you said, you're absolutely right. You're not going to give up on a guy. But I need to know more about the injury. It will make a decision for me.
Defensive line gets an F.
Defensive, yeah, I'd give him an F minus. They didn't do anything.
Horrifying. Keanu Benton is just not the guy at nose tackle. He'll flash and make a play every once in a while. That's half the problem, as Hokie often talks about here. That's nice to make a play, but when you're constantly striving to do that for every play you make that gets noticed, you're not doing your job about 50% of the time.
Can I make one comment on YA Black?
Yeah.
So I went back because, you know, you don't get to see everything on TV when you go to the game. And I watched back the highlights. And I was, the amount of times that I paused, rewind on long Bills runs. And YA Black is being pushed 3 to 4 yards down the field.
Yeah.
On the snap.
Yeah.
Cam Hayward's the only one that's moving upfield. YA Black and Keanu Benton are being pushed back. It was insane. I couldn't believe it. I kept rewinding to watch it.
The steel curtain, it ain't. Let's just put it that way. Y.A. Black.
These are backup offensive linemen
right.
on three of their occasions. So they weren't
exactly.
even facing their best stuff.
And then again, after the game, Cam, unprecedented in my time watching and listening to football, the defensive lineman complaining about the quarterback dishing out physical punishment to him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think I'll forever be astounded by that, Bob. How he thought it was a good idea to say that out loud, I'll never know. Can we hear that again, Limits? I mean, that was just mind-boggling.
I expected something... Not that it was a spit involved, but something like that. You know, if he's going to tell you what.
Yeah.
Because that would have, you know, just like we saw in the Ramsey situation. Oh, that was a pretty lame response, though, by Jamar Chase, I thought. He didn't.
Being kneed in my stomach. And then, you know, he was jawing back and forth. And then, you know, ticked off the entire game because
as a quarterback, they're protected, but I'm not. It just pisses me off.
You're saying he needs you? Or
yes,
someone else?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Did he cross the line throughout the game, or was it that one incident?
That was that one incident.
Is that on purpose by him?
Yes. He even said after, you know, I had to do something to get you off of me.
I'm speechless. That was a defensive lineman for the Pittsburgh Steelers talking about how he got rattled basically for a whole game because of punishment dished out by the opposing quarterback. And then he said they get special treatment. Again, I've never in decades of watching football, I've never heard a defensive lineman complain about a quarterback, but I've also, and I mean this, I've never seen a quarterback get smashed as late as Josh Allen did yesterday and not get a flag. Patrick Queen crushed him after the play. Romo, Nance, Sterator, everybody was like, yes, of course, that should have been a flag. But yeah. Cam is complaining that Josh Allen got special treatment in that game?
But the special treatment occurs, you know, when you're kind of defenseless. I don't know what Cam is specifically talking about.
I don't care what he's talking
but
about.
I just don't know where it happened is what I'm saying.
It happened
to say.
In a pile.
In a pile.
He said he got kneed in the tummy.
Things happen in piles.
Yeah, they do. That one's better kept to yourself. Secondary, Ray gives them a B, Bob. You?
Well, only because they never really challenged the secondary, right? They were convinced that they're going to hand the ball off to Cook all day long, and he'd be cooking all day long. And so what passes did they actually throw? I can't think of many other than the touchdown of Keon Coleman, because that was a good play by Allen also.
A few by Josh here and there, but yeah, and that's where I was going to go with an A perhaps, because Echols had an interception. Porter saved three touchdowns, the bad news being that James Cook had an opportunity for three long touchdown runs. I thought they played pretty well. Jalen Ramsey, 9 tackles. Of course, those are all downfield on long runs as well. I think you can't really blame the secondary, as Ray said here. I'm giving them an A, Bob. You like that?
No, because you're part of the problem.
Me neither. I'm giving them a C-. I heard Hokey on the postgame saying they were getting blocked. Safeties were getting blocked by receivers left and right.
He was saying that that cannot happen. He kept double downing on it.
Actually, I'm giving them an F. Limits?
I'm going to give them a C right in the middle. But guys, we bypassed the linebackers.
For good reason. They get an F all the way around. TJ Watt going against like a high school kid and didn't do one thing the whole game.
That's two games this year, guys. The Chargers, oh, the Chargers and their backup offensive linemen. We were told that TJ was going to have a field day, a whole huge feast for the $41 million man. They have no sacks and one quarterback hit and help in
that
the problem.
That is unbelievable.
And this is after Houston sacked him 8 times. They lost 3 offensive linemen.
Now, I realize, and football people would tell us, because they're so much smarter than us, that was a different game. The Bills fell behind. They had to try to catch up. Granted, okay, the Steelers had one quarterback hit. Period. One quarterback hit, Bob.
Yeah. And
it's embarrassing.
The whole first half, there were opportunities there. And if you don't get those opportunities because he's getting the ball quickly or he's handing it off, then you make plays in other parts of the game as well. There's no limit to say you can't do that. And he only had 4 tackles the whole day.
Coach F, fire Tomlin chance. Ray says the Steelers can no longer execute the basic tenets of winning football under his leadership. They get pushed around on both lines. Offensive coordinator Arthur Smith's play calling seems almost inconsequential in the big picture, Ray says, but it's worth noting again. And I quote, his decision to call a play-action pass on the first play of the second half started the avalanche of bad football, although it was probably going to happen one way or another. Man, does he fall in love with those passing plays early in the second half when it seems obvious they should run. Green Bay, Chicago, here. What is he doing,
yeah,
Bob?
And then the opposite of that also takes place where you're in 3rd and 9 and you've got to do something more than hand the ball off. They hand the ball off. 2nd and 10, hand the ball off.
It's such fearful football from a head coach who says he doesn't live in his fears.
They brought in a quarterback who has a history of being able to go through progressions and do these things, and yet they're not even getting to that level yet. So
it's football laced with fear. That's what it is. All right, Bob. Coming up next, we started with this. I mean, obviously, if there's fire Tomlin chance, we have to talk about that topic. And what would move Art to actually do that? Or they're never going to fire Mike Tomlin. I think we all should be aware of that. But to arrange
it'll
a parting
be a
of the ways.
Kind of separation.
Yeah. And a Bill Cowher situation.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.